look at our earlier contest, which got underway around 4 o'clock with a game we had here on K-Country 95. Their Lady Bobcats come away with a victory as they beat Calico Rock 43-41. Then in the senior boys contest, it was Liberty a winner. The Liberty Eagles defeated Calico Rock 59-49. And the game that just finished up here, the Salem Lady Greyhounds a winner over the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays 60-37. Again, our final matchup of the day, Mammoth Spring Boys take on Koshkonong. We are about 5 minutes away from the tip-off. We'll take a break. We'll come back here. We'll take a look at your second-round matchup so far and tell you when these teams will be playing again. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees, like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Frank's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
And again, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School as the teams continue to warm up here. The Mammoth Spring Bears and the Koshkonong Blue Jays. We talked about the first-round matchups here earlier today. This is the final first-round matchup of the Battle of the Border. So we kind of know a little bit about who's going to be playing in the semifinals on both sides. A little bit. We got one final game here to determine who that final team is going to be in the semifinals. We can tell you that tomorrow we'll have some games here at Mammoth Spring High School in the consolation side of the bracket. Beginning at 4 o'clock, the Bakersfield Senior Girls will take on Koshkonong, the Lady Blue Jays. Again, that game starts at 4 o'clock. Then at around 5:30, and the semifinals, senior boys, it'll be Hillcrest and Bakersfield playing. Then in the consolation semifinals, the Calico Rock senior girls take on Gainesville. And then that final game tomorrow will be a consolation semifinal matchup on the senior boys side. It'll be Calico Rock and the loser of this game between Mammoth Spring and Koshkonong. Now the semifinals. Well, semifinals of the first round, a lot of those are going to be played on Thursday. Of course, we'll be back here Thursday as the Mammoth Spring Senior Girls play Salem. That game at 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon. And then at 5:30, it'll be the Mountain Home Christian Academy Senior Boys taking on Sloan Hendricks in the consolation semifinals. Then in the semifinals, the Thayer Lady Bobcats will battle Hillcrest. That game tips off around 7. And the final game of the evening on Thursday will be the Liberty Eagles taking on the winner of this game between Mammoth Spring and Koshkonong. We'll continue to follow the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears and the Thayer Lady Bobcats throughout this tournament. Now, reminder, we do have Thayer Bobcat basketball for you tomorrow night here on K-Country 95. Bobcats in first round action from the Lyon College High School Tournament. They'll take on Greer's Ferry Westside 6:30 tomorrow evening down at Lyon College in Batesville. So a lot of good basketball for you this week here on K Country 95. Of course, we'll find out after Thursday's games, just what time everybody's playing on Saturday. We are just about ready for the introduction here of the starting lineups. Mammoth Spring Bears, home team on the scoreboard. They are the second seed here in the tournament. So they are in those home white uniforms, trimmed in blue, blue lettering. The Blue Jays on the far end of the floor in the blue uniforms, and they are trimmed in white, white lettering on their jerseys. And we'll try to get the players here as they take the floor for both teams. And the Koshkonong Blue Jays will be the first team introduced to the crowd. And before we do that, I want to say thank you to our boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home and Thayer Mammoth Spring in Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. The coaches have given some final instructions here for their players. Coach Seth Godwin for the Mammoth Spring Bears, Coach David Miller for the Koshkonong Blue Jays. And we are just about set now. Good tournament. We've got some good games here today. The Blue Jays, first player to come out will be, and we'll check it here, looks like number 45, that is Devin McCall. Next player out is number 30, that is Logan Steiner. He is a junior. Next out is number 10, C.J. Kilkenny, a junior. Next player out is number 25, Logan Good. He is a senior. And the final player out is big number 23. And number 23, Caden Burgess, is a freshman. So got a freshman in the starting lineup here with these upperclassmen for the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Now for the Bears, Justin Skaggs wearing number one, first player introduced. Next out is Quint Lester, the senior. Next out will be number 22, Zach Quinn. Next out for the Bears, number three is Cole Young. And the final player introduced, the senior. Leading scorer for the Bears, Alex Merrill, wears number 10, as we said. 8 minutes on the clock. We are just about set for some basketball here. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Koshkonong Blue Jays. These two teams don't play each other a whole lot. They're close together. They're what, 9-10 miles separate the two schools, but they don't play each other a whole lot during the season each year. Usually about one matchup a year. This time they get one here in the first round of the Battle of the Border. Zach Flynn will step into the center circle. He's going to jump it up with the big freshman Burgess. Ball in the air and tipped and controlled by Burgess. Koshkonong with the basketball. McCall has it, swings it in the corner. Sterner for three. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, picked up by Cole Young. He'll bring it back now, set up the offense. Up to Flynn. Zach dribbles in, out to Young, back over to Skaggs. Skaggs in the corner to Merrill. Alex looked at the shot, didn't take it. Back out to Skaggs. He'll take the three. Man got hit on the hand. He fell down. No call. Rebound taken down by Burgess. Koshkonong with the basketball. 30 seconds into this first quarter. Driving all the way to the basket. Layup up is no good. Shot rebounded by Alex Merrill. Bears head the other way on offense. Running it up the right side. Nice bounce pass underneath to Cole Young for an easy two. Beautiful assist there from Alex Merrill. And a steal from Zach Quinn. Zach hands it off to Young underneath. Young for two. Cole off to a quick start with 4 points on two layups. Almost another steal there. Bears turning up the pressure here to start this one. Mammoth Spring coming off a win on Friday over Armorell. Big conference win. And they want to keep it rolling here tonight. Sterner with the basketball. Turns, looks up the field, gives it to Burgess. Burgess drives it down the middle. His pass over the head of Good and out of bounds. Logan couldn't hang on to it. It just hit the tips of his fingers a little high. So Alex Merrill will bring it back up the floor. Merrill gives it to Young, into the corner to Flynn, back out to Merrill. Merrill looks in the corner. Cole Young looking to go for a three for three, and he missed that three-pointer. He's had a couple of layups, missed his first shot there. 4-0, Mammoth Spring leading Koshkonong early. Oh, number 45, McCall, I don't think was ready for that. Turned to look at the basket and hit him right in the hands. Mammoth Spring will get the ball back on the turnover. Merrill gives it to Flynn, into the corner to Skaggs, back out. They swing it around, good quick passes here from the Mammoth Spring Bears, and a beautiful pass underneath from Cole Young to Alex Merrill. Alex with his first two, and the Bears with a quick 6-0 lead. Up the floor, we've got a foul going to be called. Number 23, Burgess, was fouled as he tried to cross the half court on the dribble. So the Blue Jays will have the ball here, down 6-0. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Sterner in the backcourt. Logan on the dribble, looking to get across half court, and he's double-teamed. The ball's going to go off the – oh, they said it was off of Koshkonong. I thought the Bears touched that. They called a timeout. Timeout taken by the Koshkonong Blue Jays. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the state line in Thayer.
So it will be Bears basketball out of the timeout. Turnover on the Blue Jays. 6:05 left to play here in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring 6-point lead and the ball. Young faked the three that jumped out on him. He'll give it now around to Lester. Underneath to Flynn, back out to Skaggs, to Young. Free throw line jumper on the way, off the rim, no good. Burgess pulls down another rebound. Burgess picks it up, gives it over to number 10. That is Kilkenny. Back out, Burgess for three. It's on the way, off the rim, fight for the rebound. Picked up off the floor by Alex Merrill. Alex pushing it up the floor, gives it to Flynn. He'll put it up and in and draw the foul. Zach Quinn, his first two of the ball game. Makes it 8-0 Mammoth Springs. So quick start here by the second seeded Bears. Quinn stepped to the line. The shot is on the way, and it's good. Of course, the Bears are the defending tournament champions. They won this tournament last year. Steal by Quinn. He'll take it up the right side on the dribble, and that's going to be a charge. Good defense by Sterner. Logan Sterner stepped in, took the charge from Zach Flynn. And Zach's going to go to the bench with two fouls now. Picked up his second. And that's going to get Dylan Savage. Logan Sterner with the basketball. Trying to take it up the sideline. He's double-teamed, looking for help. And throws it off the leg of Justin Skaggs. Good defense again by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Double team, Sterner on the base on the sideline. Back out, Kilkenny with it, looking for help, picks up his dribble, gives it to Sterner. Sterner off to McCall. McCall inside to Burgess. He'll go to the basket, put it up, no good. Merrill with the rebound. Quickly back the other way. Cole Young all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Lester with the rebound. He couldn't get it to go, and the rebound's chased down by Dylan Savage. Merrill with the basketball, goes baseline all the way underneath, out to Lester, his three no good. Rebound by Logan Good. Logan now pushing the ball down the middle of the floor. Goes to the basket, left-handed shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Skaggs, and he's going to be fouled by McCall. Devin McCall reaching in, trying to get the ball back. Bears off to a quick start here, leading 9-0, 4:31 left to play in this first quarter. Alex Merrill to Lester, now in the corner to Skaggs. Back out to Merrill, quick passes around the outside by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Trying to go underneath, and it goes off the leg of the Blue Jays. And now we got a foul, a reach-in called on Cole Young. So the Bears picking up some fouls here. One thing they can't afford to do is get into foul trouble. Even though they have a 9-point lead now with the basketball. Out front, Kilkenny. CJ on the dribble, looking for help, brings it over to Burgess. He thought about the three, didn't take it, goes inside to McCall. McCall drives through the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound chased down by Alex Merrill. Up the floor to Young. Cole holds up behind the three-point line, gives it back to Merrill. Merrill goes baseline, floater up, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to come out and into the backcourt, chased down by Justin Skaggs. The Bears hitting the boards here, fighting for that loose ball. Get one here. They get another possession. Merrill with it, right wing, into the corner. Now underneath to Savage. Back out to Young. They go inside. It's off the hands of Lester. I don't think he's expecting that pass. Burgess comes back the other way. He'll put the shot off the glass for two. Nice soft touch by the big guy. Caden Burgess, his first two of the ball game. And the Blue Jays are on the board, 9-2. Mammoth Spring with a 7-point lead. Clint Lester drives down the lane, lost the ball on the floor. Diving after it, we've got a fight for it. Savage and McCall on the floor. And good sportsmanship there as Dylan reaches down and helps McCall back up. Looks like it will be Bear basketball on the alternating possession. Mammoth Spring set to inbound, looking to come in, still looking. They'll bring it into Lester, wide open for three. It's good. Clint Lester knocks it down. His first points of the ball game, and the Bears are back up by 10. Inbound play is going to go off the Blue Jays. It'll be Bear basketball, I believe, underneath their own basket. Trying to build on this 10-point lead. Lester with it, comes out to Young. Young back to Merrill. He's going to fire for three, and he's going to be fouled. Alex Merrill fouled by C.J. Kilkenny. I believe Kilkenny just picked up his second. So both teams getting some fouls early. Actually, three fouls apiece now with that one. At the line, Alex Merrill. Alex, first free throw is on the way. It's no good. He'll get three here. He's in the act of shooting a three-pointer. Alex with 2 points so far. Sets for the second. It's on the way, and this one's good. Merrill has three. Four of the five starters for the Bears have scored here in this first quarter. Second shot is on the way. It's good. So Alex now with 4 points makes it 14-2. Mammoth Spring with a 12-point lead. Quickly, Bears with a trap. The ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Kilkenny. He's double-teamed, and he's going to be pushed, and the foul's going to be called, I believe. On number five, Clint Lester. Clint's first foul of the ball game. Bears really aggressive double team there. With the basketball, Burgess drives in the lane. His shot is up, and he's going to be fouled by Dylan Savage. Dylan picks up his first. That'll send Burgess, Caden, to the free throw line. He has the only 2 points so far for Koshkinon. Chance to get a couple more here at the line. Caden, a couple of dribbles. He'll set for the first one. It's on the way. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Burgess couldn't get the first one to go. He'll get one more. Trying to cut into this 12-point lead. Shot is on the way, and it's good. Burgess now with three. And the score is 14-3. Mammoth Spring by 11. Cole Young with the basketball out to Merrill. Alex thought about the three. Gets it to Skaggs. Back to Merrill. Back to Lester in the corner. He drives baseline, puts the shot up and in. Clint Lester now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Bears lead it 16-3. Again, good pressure defense here. Sterner gets it, goes through the basket, puts it up, puts it in, and draws a foul. Logan Sterner, first 2 points of the ball game for Logan. See who the foul was on. Actually, they said the foul was on the floor, so them points for Sterner did not count. Foul on the floor before he got up with a shot. Almost a steal by Young, picked up by Kilkenny. Fight for the rebound. Burgess with it, had it blocked from behind. And we're going to have a foul call on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Caden Burgess back to the free throw line. He's one out of two on the night. Has 3 points. Caden sets for the first free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. 4 points now for Caden Burgess, the freshman for the Koshkinon Blue Jays. Second shot is on the way, and it's good. Make it five for Burgess. And it's 16-5, back to an 11-point Mammoth Spring lead. Alex Merrill with the basketball out front, gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs around to Lester, in the corner to Savage. Back out to Skaggs. He picks up the dribble. Back to Young, top of the key. Young almost fell down, keeps the dribble alive, gives it back to Skaggs, underneath to Savage. Savage tried to pass it over to Lester. A little too much traffic in there. The ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Cole Young will throw the ball in on the baseline. Gives it to Lester, out to Merrill. They swing it around the outside. Cole Young for three. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. And it's going to be controlled by Lester. He'll put it back up. Can't get it to go. And the rebound comes out to Merrill. Now to Lester in the corner. He fakes the three. They run out at him. Back to Merrill. He'll fire the three. It's good. Alex Merrill with seven. Bears leading by 14 again, 19-5. Quickly up the sideline. Blue Jays with the basketball. Burgess drives down the lane. Fall away jumper on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Lester. Off to Young. Cole takes it down the left side. The ball's knocked away, and they said off of Young. It'll be Koshkonong basketball. 19-5. Again, this is the final first round matchup here in the Battle of the Border. First 2 days of play. Almost a turnover there. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Kilkenny. CJ will give it to Logan Good in the corner. Logan trying to get free from Lester, brings it back out, gives it to Sterner. He'll fire for three. Sterner's shot no good. Clint Lester with the rebound. Out to Young. Cole now will walk the ball across half court, slowing things down a little bit. Down to 39 seconds. Merrill for three. It's on the way. No good, but the rebound's taken by Savage. Savage in. Off to Young. Young back to Savage. Oh, they called the foul on the pass. Savage was all alone for an easy two. But the foul was called, so it won't count, and the Bears will inbound. Foul was on number 45, McCall, his second. Bears on the inbound. Justin Skaggs holds on to it. Looks like they're going to go for the final shot of the quarter. 21 seconds left in the quarter. Alex Merrill has it out around half court. Alex with the basketball with Sterner on him. Merrill over to Young. Back out to Merrill. Alex down the lane. All the way in. Puts the layup off the glass for an easy two. 9 points, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Your score, 21-5. Mammoth Spring Bears lead it. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the state line in Thayer.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First. Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. First quarter in the books. Mammoth Spring with a 16-point lead, 21-5 over the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Bears will set up the defense here, which has been really good through this first quarter of play. Sterner with the basketball for Koshkonong. He's double-teamed, ball stolen. Taken by Merrill. Merrill to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Alex Merrill now in double figures already with 11 points. Just 10 seconds into this second quarter. Ball loose on the floor. Skaggs dives on it. And it's going to be stolen by the Bears. Bears with it underneath. Cole Young for an easy two. Cole has six. Again, pressure from the Mammoth Spring Bears. Sterner takes it into the middle of the floor. Had it slapped away by Merrill. Gets it back to Good. And Good is called for the travel. Boy, the defense for Mammoth Spring in this first half has been excellent. Some of the best defense they've played so far this year. They are in every passing lane in front of every player as they go to the basket. 7:19 left to play second quarter. 20-point Mammoth Spring lead. 25-5. Merrill with it out front. Thought about the 40-foot three. Didn't take it. Gets it back as he cuts to the basket. Draws the foul on McCall. For Devin McCall, that is his third foul now. Coach Miller doesn't seem to be making any kind of move toward the bench here. He's got three fouls on McCall. And Alex Merrill at the free throw line to shoot the two-shot foul. First one is good. Merrill has 12. McCall still on the floor, the senior. We're going to let him play here. See if he can play without fouling. Burgess to inbound. Brings it in. It's tipped by the Bears and then tipped again by the Blue Jays. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Turnover on the inbound play. Coach Miller wants to talk things over. 27-5 your score. Mammoth Spring leading Koshkonong. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears with a big 22-point lead, 27-5 over the Koshkonong Blue Jays. It has been all Mammoth Spring. Alex Merrill already with 13 first half points. And he leads all scores. Got 6 points for Cole Young, 5 for Clint Lester, and 3 for Zach Flynn. Those are your leading scores for Koshkonong. The only player to score so far, Caden Burgess, has 5, the freshman leading the way. 7 minutes left to play in this first half. We really haven't even played quite a minute yet here of this second quarter. 7:07 left on the clock. Inbound play, Merrill with it, comes out to Young, top of the key. They swing it around, Flynn open for 3. He'll fire it up and in. Zach Flynn knocks it down. Zach now with 6 points in the ball game and almost a steal, but they couldn't save it on the end line. It'll be Koshkonong basketball. The Blue Jays get the ball. Number 15 checking in now for the Blue Jays. That is Monty Goodall. Inbound play here for the Blue Jays. They'll bring it in. Burgess for 3. That's on the way. Merrill with the rebound on the missed shot. Bears on defense again. Cole Young with the basketball. Picks it up, gives it to Lester in the corner. Flynn for 3. It's on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Merrill. Alex goes baseline. Hook pass back out. Flynn open for 3. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Koshkonong. We got a foul on Clint Lester. Clint commits the foul, trying to go for the rebound. And we'll head the other way to shoot some free throws. Second foul on Clint Lester. We'll see who's shooting. Looks like it will be the big guy again, Burgess. Caden Burgess, a chance to get a couple more at the line. He's 3 out of 4 at the free throw line so far here in this first half. Burgess sets. Free throw is on the way. It's good. Good-looking shot for the freshman from Koshkonong. He's got 6 points. Caden will set for the second shot. It's on the way, and it's off the rim, no good, but a nice rebound by McCall. He'll put it back up and in. Devin McCall, his first two. Cole Young off to Merrill. Merrill gives it around to Skaggs. He's going to fire for 3. That's off the glass, no good. Rebound by Burgess. Back the other way, Kilkenny to McCall. McCall picks up the dribble. Pass over to Sterner. He's going to fire for 3. It's good. Logan Sterner's first points of the ball game makes it a 19-point Mammoth Spring lead. Justin Skaggs, pass over to Merrill. Merrill back out to Young. Young drives in the lane, spins, Flicks it out. Lester. Lester on the way. No good. Rebound fought for, control by Koshkinov. The Blue Jays starting to get a little offense going here. They scored their last two times down and score again as Monty Goodall puts the layup off the glass. Blue Jays have cut it to 17. Merrill on the dribble, out to Young. Young puts the shot up on the run, off the rim, no good. Goodall with the rebound. Almost a steal. We got a reach-in foul called on Cole Young. Bears getting in a little foul trouble here. Now Young has two, Lester has two, and Flynn has two. And gotta avoid the fouls here. It's a 17-point lead right now, but we got a lot of basketball left to play. Still 5 minutes left to play here in this first half. Timeout again for the Koshkinov Blue Jays as they want to talk things over. 5:17 left to play, 30-13, Mammoth Spring leads. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Being a student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
Well, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. 30-13, Mammoth Spring Bears with a 17-point lead. They led by as many as 21 here in the first half. The Blue Jays have cut 8 points off of it here in the last couple of minutes with an 8-0 run. And called the timeout there. Both teams still on the sideline. Well, the Blue Jays are back out on the floor. Coach Godwin still talking to his team. Going to get them settled down, back to playing like they were when they started this ball game. We'll see here. It looks like it will be McCall at the free throw line. Devin McCall with 2 points so far in the ball game. He'll step to the line trying to cut into this 17-point lead. McCall's free throw is on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Lester. Lester gives it up to Merrill. Alex will set up the offense. Around to Young. He thought about the three. Didn't take it. They swing it back out to Merrill. Merrill floating to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Alex going to have a big night here if they keep this up. He's got 15 and has the steal. Nice pass. He turns, flips it up the floor to Cole Young. Cole now with 8 points in the ball game. And the Bears with 4 quick points push the lead back out to 19. Almost a steal. Zach Flynn deflected it, but they couldn't save it back in. It'll be Koshkinov basketball. Sterner will inbound on the sideline. Pass up the floor to McCall, almost stolen by Flynn. McCall goes to the basket. That's no good. Lester with the rebound. Flynn pass up the floor to Flynn. Flynn all the way to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Zach Flynn now with 8 points in the ball game, and the Bears with another steal. Up the floor, Cole Young. Cole, left-handed shot off the glass is good. He's in double figures now with 10. And the Bears quickly push this lead back out to 25. Shot on the way is no good. We got a foul called, though. I think they got Dylan Savage. Dylan's second. And that's going to send number 23, Caden Burgess, to the free throw line. Justin Skaggs will run the scores table. He'll check back in, probably coming in for Savage. Actually, his third for Dylan. First free throw is no good. And he is checking in for Dylan. Savage picked up his third foul. 38-13, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Burgess at the line. His free throw is an air ball. So it'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Bears saw their lead cut to 17, but they scored 8 unanswered here and now lead at 38-13. Lester has it in the right corner underneath the Young. Turns around, little one-handed shot up, no good. Burgess pulls down the rebound. He gives it off to Kilkenny. Kilkenny's pass is deflected out of bounds by Flint. There are those hands again. Mammoth Spring Bears seem to be getting a lot of deflections here in this first half of play. We still got 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Sterner, a long three, no good. Skaggs with the rebound, and he's going to be fouled by Logan Good. Logan trying to come over his back and get the rebound. horn sounds. The player sets to check in. Number two, Kanan Miller, the sophomore, coming in for the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Mammoth Spring with the basketball, leading 38-13. Lester with it, works it underneath to Flynn. Back out to Skaggs. Again, good quick passing here by the Bears. Lester out to Skaggs. Over to Merrill. He's open for three. He'll take it. He'll make it. 18 now for Alex Merrill here in this first half. Burgess quickly back the other way. The freshman puts it off the glass. No good. Alex Merrill with a rebound. Looking up the floor. Right-handed pass to Young. Young drives in. His pass is deflected and saved back in by Young. And Young and Flynn ran into each other and stepped on the line. So it'll be a turnover going back to the Blue Jays. 41-13. It's a 28-point lead. 3:10 left to play in this first half. With the basketball, Kilkenny out front. Hands off to Sterner. Sterner looking for help. He'll back it all the way back out. And we got 3 seconds in the lane on Logan Good, number 25. Trying to post up inside and didn't get out of there quick enough. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, Ryan Burns checking in, number 00. He'll come into the game. Bears leading by 28. With a basketball. Young back out to Skaggs. Around to Burns, back to Skaggs. Free throw line now to Merrill, out to Young. His three no good, and the rebound's pulled down by Miller. Miller, bounce pass up the floor to Goodall. Goodall with a basketball, gets it in the corner to Sterner. He'll fire for three. That's no good, and Merrill pulls down the rebound. Quickly up the floor to Young. Cole drives in, back out to Merrill. Merrill goes to basket, puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. Wow. He is rolling right now. 20 points here in this first half for Alex Merrill, and he'll go to the free throw line. That foul on number 25, good, is his second. Makes it a 30-point Mammoth Spring lead. Alex Merrill at the free throw line. Free throw is on the way. It's good. 21 for Alex. 44-13 your score. Mammoth Spring leading Koshkonong here in the first half. Nice move by Sterner as he stepped to one side and went around the defender. He's got five now. Back the other way. Steal by the Blue Jays, and we got a foul on Cole Young. That's the third on Cole. We talked about it. Bears getting a little foul trouble here. Young has three. Dylan Savage has three. Zach Flynn with two, and Clint Lester with two. Now free throws for the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Number 31 who had checked in there, that is Jaden Roy. Jaden, chance to get his first points of the ball game. First one is on the way. And he missed the rim. That's the second one in a row. I think we got a breeze blowing on this end of the floor. Second shot for Roy. It's up, and this one's off the glass and in. He banked it. So it's 44-16. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Zach Flynn taking it to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Alex Merrill picks it up off the floor. Gives it to Young at the free throw line. Almost lost his balance. He gets it out to Skaggs. A minute 43 left in the half. Merrill with it on the wing underneath. To Young, back to Merrill for an easy two. Alex with, looks like 22 points now. Rebound by Skaggs. Skaggs, long pass up the floor to Flynn for a layup. Bears getting some easy ones here. Now lead it by 32. Bears with a 32-point lead. The shot up and in. And didn't see who made the shot for the Blue Jays. Three-pointer on the way by Merrill's good. Wow. Alex Merrill now with 25. Shot on the way is no good. Merrill with a rebound. His pass up the floor is stolen by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays. Shot on the way by number two is no good. Rebound out of bounds. Took last by Mammoth Spring. And Coach Godwin going to go to the bench here. Going to get Alex to the bench here. 25 points. Cole Young to the bench. He has 10 points as Lester and Lance Little check in. Inbound play. Sterner for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Long rebound chased down by Sterner. He'll put it back up again. Can't get to go. Quick. Lester pulls down the rebound. Dribbles away from the defense. Gets it off to Skaggs. Down to 26 seconds to play. Flynn has it on the wing. He'll come back out to Skaggs. Looks like they'll go for one shot here. Logan Skaggs with the basketball, holding on to it out front. 51-18, and we got a foul. I don't know the reason for that. Sterner just walked out and fouled him. And that's going to send Logan Skaggs to the free throw line for Sterner. That's his first. Maybe just a little bit of frustration there. Logan Skaggs will step to the line here, trying to build on a 51-18 lead with 13 seconds left in the first half. Bears put up 51 first half points so far. And we got a player in the lane, so a free one for Logan. He'll put it, for Justin. Yeah, that's the first time I've done that this year. Of course, Justin's brother Logan played for the Bears a few years back. This is Justin's second. It's on the way. It's good. So Justin's first 2 points of the ball game. Dylan Savage in. Zach Flynn out. Bears leading 53-18, 12 seconds left in the first half. With the basketball, Sterner out front. Sterner on the dribble, guarded by Burns, gets the screen, pulls up for three, no good. Rebound by the Blue Jays, that's no good, that's the half. 53-18, your first half score. The Mammoth Spring Bears lead the Koshkonong Blue Jays. We'll take a break. Come back and look at the first half stats here in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Christmas is almost upon us, but so is the county tax paying deadline. Is this hampering your holiday cheer? Let Alta Bank help you solve this problem with a loan or maybe set you up for next year with a Christmas Club account. At Alta Bank, we take pride in hearing your needs and being able to make a loan decision locally and almost always that same day. We are a locally owned hometown bank who is dedicated to meeting the needs of our community. Stop in and see us on the square in Alton. We want to be your hometown bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Frank's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had an account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School, the final first-round game here at the Battle of the Border, and it has been all Mammoth Spring. Maybe one of the best first halves of basketball, best halves of basketball the Bears have played all year long, putting up 53 points against the Koshkonong Blue Jays while holding them to just 18. Alex Merrill was huge in that first half, 25 first-half points, 10 points for Cole Young, 10 points for Zach Flynn, and then 5 for Clint Lester, 2 for Justin Skaggs for the Bears. For the Koshkonong Blue Jays, they were led by Caden Burgess. He had 6 first half points, 5 for Logan Sterner, And then looks like 2 points apiece for Devin McCall and Monty Goodall, and 1 point for Jaden Roy. Again, Bears dominating this first half of play, leading 53-18. Again, taking a look at the rest of the games here earlier today from the tournament, in case you missed it. The Thayer Lady Bobcats opened their season with a victory as they beat Calico Rock 43-41. It was the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays falling to Salem. The Lady Greyhounds win it 60-37. The Liberty Eagles defeated Calico Rock tonight 59-49. Again, this is the final game. The winner of this game will play the Liberty Eagles on Thursday at 8:30. The team that loses will play Calico Rock Wednesday at 8:30. Of course, we've got more basketball tomorrow. The Thayer Bobcats will be in action. Bobcats will be down at Lyon College to play in the Lyon College High School Tournament. They'll take on Greers Ferry Westside. The Redbone Mike Crace will be there with a call of that game. So you Bobcat fans, be sure and listen for that tomorrow. Again, I want to say thank you to our boosters for Bear basketball here this season. They include Clary Funeral Home in Mammoth Spring, Thayer in Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer in Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer in Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer in West Plains. Those are your boosters for Bear basketball. And again, say thank you to the Alton Bank, our Koshkonong Blue Jay sponsor for our ball game here tonight. About 6 minutes left in this halftime break. A half that the Bears probably didn't want to see in the way they were playing here in the first half. 53 points, and they lead it 53-18 over the Koshkonong Blue Jays. We'll take another break. More from Mammoth Spring High School in just a couple of minutes on Ecom Sports.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the State Line in Thayer.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Well, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School at the half. The Bears leading 53-18, and I miscounted on the points. Alex Merrill actually has 26, not 25. Too big of numbers for me to keep up with. I run out of fingers and toes. But he's got 26 first half points, and the Bears in control of this one, leading by 35 here at the half. So we can expect, if things continue this way, it's going to be a quick second half of basketball, more than likely. About 3 minutes left here in this halftime break. The Bears and the Blue Jays continue to warm up. We'll go back and take a look at how this tournament is shaped up. On Monday, we got underway with some good basketball, including the Hillcrest girls getting a win. They defeated Gainesville 48-40, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears on the girls' side defeated Bakersfield 54-26. And then tonight on the girls' bracket, it was Salem over Koshkonong 60-37 and Thayer over Calico Rock 43-41. So that sets up a semifinal matchup on Thursday between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and Salem Lady Greyhounds and the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Hillcrest Lady Eagles on Thursday evening. On the consolation bracket, it'll be Bakersfield taking on Kosh and Calico Rock playing Gainesville. Those games are set for Wednesday. Senior boys in Monday night action, it was Hillcrest, the number one seeded and fifth ranked Screaming Eagles with a win over Mountain Home Christian Academy, 73-54. And Bakersfield edged out Sloan Hendricks 37-34. Tonight, the Liberty Eagles defeated Calico Rock 59-49. That means on Wednesday, in the semifinals, Hillcrest will play Bakersfield. That's on the winning side, on the semifinal side. And then on Thursday, in the consolation bracket, it'll be Mountain Home Christian taking on Sloan Hendricks. And the Liberty Eagles will play the winner of this game, which right now is looking like it's going to be the Bears. Calico Rock on Wednesday will play the loser of this game, which right now, unless they make a huge comeback, looks like it's going to be Koshkonong. That's where we stand with this tournament. The Battle of the Border. And these games are just going to keep getting better as we get into the semifinals and finals here later this week. And we're going to run the final minute off the clock. Good crowd on hand here tonight for the ball games, although it is starting to thin out here with a 35-point halftime lead in the final game of the evening. Great job by the ladies in the hospitality room. Great food for us tonight. We appreciate that. Enjoyed that before the game. And now we are set for our second half of play. The Bears will head back out on the floor. They're going to go back to their starters here. But if things stay the way they are, you're probably not going to see some of them very long. They've got Alex Merrill, Cole Young, Zach Flynn, Justin Skaggs, and Quint Lester on the floor right now. The Blue Jays are still in their huddle on the far end of the floor with Coach David Miller. We'll see who he sends back out on the floor. Looks like he'll go back to his starters as he comes back with C.J. Kilkenny, Logan Sterner, Logan Good. Number 45 is Devin McCall, and then they go to 30-31. That is Jaden Roy, who's starting the second half in place of Burgess, who played well for the Koshkonong Blue Jays in that first half. Bears with the basketball. Out front, they get it to Young. Young over to Merrill. Alex on the dribble. Picks it up, gives it back out. They swing it around to Lester. Clint to Flynn. Back out to Skaggs. Now to Young, he'll fire for three. That's off the rim. Long rebound comes out, taken by Sterner. Logan Sterner going to the basket, puts it up and draws the foul. So good start here for the Blue Jays of the second half. Taking it strong to the basket and drawing a foul. At the line, Logan Sterner looking for his 6 point in the ball game. That foul, by the way, was on Justin Skaggs, his second. First free throw is off the rim, no good. Checking in is number two. That's Kanan Miller. He's in the ball game, and Good will head to the bench. Sterner at the line to shoot the second free throw. Logan's shot on the way is no good. Rebound by Lester. Off to Cole Young. Cole looking up the floor. He'll walk it across half court. Gives it to Merrill in the corner. Alex looks at the double team. Back across the Skag. Around to Flynn. Zach drives baseline. Puts it up off the glass and in. Nice strong move by Zach Flynn. The junior with his 12th point on the night. To the basket. Shot up by Kilkenny. No good. Fight for the rebound. On the floor. Picked up by Kilkenny. He goes back up. McCall with a rebound and he's going to draw a foul. So Bears not boxing out there, giving up some offensive rebounds here in the start of this third quarter. That's the third foul now on Zach Flynn. We talked about the Bears being in foul trouble. Young has three, Flynn has three, and Savage has three. Free throw by McCall is no good. Devin McCall That's 2 points. Make it three as he knocks in the second. Bears with the basketball, leading 55-19. Justin Skaggs. Now I've done it twice. Justin out to Merrill. Alex going to fire for three. It's on the way. It's good. He is absolutely on fire tonight. 29 points for Alex Merrill. Kilkenny gets up to Sterner. Sterner fires the jumper. It's good for three. Sterner knocks down the three. He's got, looks like, 8 points in the ball game now. Quickly back the other way. Merrill kicks out to Skaggs. In the corner to Lester. Clint picks up the dribble, gives it to Merrill. He's going to fire for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Roy. Now Kilkenny with it, pushing it down the middle of the floor. Gives it to Sterner. He fires for three again. Can't get it to go. McCall with the rebound. He'll go back up with it. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Taken by Sterner. He puts the shot up, no good. And we're going to have a over-the-back call on McCall, I believe. If that is, that's his fourth. Devin picked up his fourth. Remember, he picked up three fouls in that first quarter, and they left him in, let him play. And he managed to play without picking up his fourth then. And he's staying in here with four fouls. Merrill with it, gives it to Lester on the wing, back out top of the key. Skaggs down on the baseline to Flint. Back out to Skaggs. Merrill with it now. Weaves through traffic, kicks it out to Justin. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound controlled by the Blue Jays. Back the other way. Miller with it. Picks up his dribble. Goes to McCall. McCall's going to fire for three. That's off the rim. No good. Justin Skaggs with the rebound. Pushing it up the floor. Now he'll hold it up. Set up the offense. To Young on the wing. Cole back out to Justin Skaggs. Top of the key. Justin with the basketball. Guarded by Miller. Gives it over to Young. Now on the free throw line to Lester. His shot up, no good. Followed by Skaggs. It's no good, but he's going to draw a foul. Good job by Justin Skaggs as he didn't stand still out there. He came to the basket, followed that shot, and drew the foul. That's the fifth on McCall. He fouls out. They left him in there with four fouls. We still got 4:56 to play here in the third quarter. Justin Skaggs at the free throw line. Justin looking for his third point of the ball game. So far on the night, he is 2 out of 2 at the line. Free throw is up, and it's no good. So now Justin's 2 out of 3 at the line. He'll set for the second free throw. Second free throw by Skaggs is on the way, and in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Goodall. Goodall picks it up. On the dribble, trying to get free. He's double-teamed, had it stolen by Flint. Zach lobs it up to Merrill, who lost his footing, went down hard. And the Bears commit the foul, I believe, on the other end of the floor. Number 14 now checking in for the Blue Jays. That's Gabe Tinsley. So Gabe into the ball game. And at the free throw line, I can't see who's shooting. Sterner. Sterner at the line. Shoot the free throw, missed the first. That foul on Justin Skaggs, by the way, was his third. So now Skaggs has three. Sterner at the line, shoots it up, can't get to go. Lester pulls down the rebound. He'll give it off to Merrill. Merrill up the floor to Skaggs. Skaggs back to Merrill. He puts it up and draws the foul. Alex will go to the free throw line looking for point number 30 and 31. And Coach Godwin's going to go to the bench here. He'll bring in Dylan Savage and Ryan Burns. I think he's probably going to get Merrill out and maybe Young out. Alex has 30 points now in the ballgame. Yeah, he didn't. He's pulling, looks like Lester and Skaggs going to come out. 4:32 left to play third quarter. 37-point lead, 59-22. Alex Merrill with 31. Bears leading 60-22. Sterner drives down the lane, puts up the wild shot, no good. Rebound by Roy. Roy is throwing elbows, and he's going to get a offensive foul. He didn't like the muscle against his back from Dylan Savage. He started swinging those elbows. With the basketball now, Mammoth Spring Bears will bring it up the floor. Cole Young works it inside to Savage. Savage puts it up, can't get to go, gets his own rebound. Powers it back up, and again, a strong move by Dylan Savage, and he'll go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. That foul was on number 31, Roy. Jaden Roy commits the foul. And right now, referee talking to one of the fans in the stands on the opposite side of the floor. Not happy with something they said. Dylan Savage at the line to shoot two. First one is good. Dylan Savage, first point of the ball game. Logan Good back in. Logan Sterner out. Second free throw now by Savage. It's up and it's good. Dylan makes them both. He's got two. Bears lead it now by 40, 62-22. With the basketball, Goodall in the corner. Swings it back out. Kilkenny goes to the basket, puts it up, and going to draw the foul. I think they're going to get Dylan Savage for his fourth. 4 minutes exactly left in this third quarter. Seemed like it has been a long third quarter. At the line, Kilkenny. And Lance Little runs to the scores table. He's probably coming in for Dylan. Kilkenny drops in the first free throw. His first point of the ball game. Savage out with four fouls. 4 minutes exactly left third quarter. Second free throw on the way is no good. Rebound by Cole Young. Cole will bring the ball across half court on the dribble. Gives it to Flynn. Flynn drives baseline. Out to Burns. Burns puts up the shot. Can't get to go, but drew the foul. Ryan Burns to the free throw line. Looking for his first points here in the ball game. Ryan sets. Shot is up and no good. So he'll get one more. Trying to build on this 40-point lead. Second shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Young, and he's going to be fouled. Roy fouled him. That is Jaden Roy committing the foul. For him, I believe that's his third. And that's going to send Cole Young to the free throw line. Cole has 10 points. It's his first trip to the line. Free throw on the way is good. Cole with 11, one of three Bears in double figures, of course led by Alex Merrill with 31. Almost half of the points. At the line, Young's free throw on the way is no good. Rebound by Goodall. Quickly back the other way, Blue Jays down by 41. And throw it out of bounds. Tinsley couldn't save it. Lester and Skaggs check in, and they're going to get like Alex Merrill and Zach Flynn. Or excuse me, Alex Merrill and Cole Young going to come out of the ball game. Probably not going to see them much tonight, the rest of the night, unless someone fouls out. Zach Flynn for three, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Logan Good. Good, pushing the ball up the floor all the way to the basket. He's going to draw a foul. Logan Good with the foul. 3:25 left third quarter. We're having a lot of fouls. This game's going to slow down here in this quarter. But once we get into the fourth quarter, they commit those fouls. That clock will keep running. Shot by Good is no good. Checking in now, number zero for Koshkonong. That is Walter Wilson. At the line, Good sets the second free throw up and in. Logan Good got it to go. Bears with the basketball back the other way. Zach Flynn thought about the three, didn't take it. They come out to Skaggs, back to Flynn. Back off of him, over to Skaggs. Now to Burns, he'll fire the jumper. That's no good. Rebounds long, tip back out, picked up by Justin Skaggs. Good hustle by the Bears. All the way to the basket. Zach Quinn going to draw a foul. Jaden Roy, I believe, just picked up his fourth. And Zach Quinn will go to the free throw line. Clock continues to stop here with every foul in a 39-point Bear lead. Quinn at the line, missed the free throw short. Zach will step up here to shoot the second. It's on the way, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Jaden Roy. He'll give it to Good, and Good will push the ball up the floor. Logan Good had it knocked away. It's on the floor. Lester tried to chase it down. And let's see what the call is. I think they're going to say Blue Jay basketball. 2:51 left third quarter. With the basketball out front, number zero, Wilson. Gets it over to Good. He had it slapped away by Lance Little. Lance, good effort there. Slapped the ball loose and then dove toward the sideline trying to get to the loose ball. Mammoth Springs on defense here. Koshkinong with the basketball. 63-24 with the basketball. And we're going to have a over and back call. Said Wilson had stepped over the line. He saved it as he was going over the line, and he was the first to touch it as he came back. Alex Merrill looks like he's going back into the ball game here. Clock is running now. Now they decided to run the clock. They're not stopping it here on this inbound play. Continue to let it run. Bears with the basketball. Alex Merrill off the Skaggs. He's going to fire a long three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound taken by Merrill. Alex to the basket, puts it up, draws the foul. And again, now they have, for some reason here, about the last couple minutes of this third quarter, they decided to let the clock run. Instead of stopping it, they were stopping it on every foul. That was Roy's fifth, by the way. He fouls out with 1 point. Number two checking back in, that is Kanan Miller. Alex Merrill at the line, 31 points on the night. Gets the ball from the referee. Shot is on the way, and it's short. Bears missed like their last five free throws. As good as they play, they have really slowed down here in the third quarter. Shot on the way is good. Merrill for 32 now. Cole Young back in the ball game, and Merrill out. So he didn't get to stay in very long. Jumps to the bench is smiling. I would, too, with a 40-point lead, 64-24. Good from almost half court. Couldn't get it to go. Lester with a rebound. He'll hand to Cole Young, and Cole will walk it up the floor with 38 seconds left in this third quarter. Skaggs off to Lester. Around to Little. Lance's shot on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by number 44, who just checked in. And I don't have a 44 on my roster. I apologize for that. For the young man playing, I don't know your name. They don't have a 44 on the roster. It goes from 42 to 45. Quickly back up the floor. Clint Lester will put it up. He couldn't get it to go, and the rebound's tipped out of bounds by Koshkinong. That's going to be the end of the third quarter because the clock continues to run. 64 to 24 your score. Mammoth Spring with a 40-point lead here at the end of three. We've got one quarter left to play. Back in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Springs Bears and Lady Bears.
Christmas is almost upon us, but so is the county tax paying deadline. Is this hampering your holiday cheer? Let Alta Bank help you solve this problem with a loan or maybe set you up for next year with a Christmas Club account. At Alta Bank, we take pride in hearing your needs and being able to make a loan decision locally and almost always that same day. We are a locally owned hometown bank who is dedicated to meeting the needs of our community. Stop in and see us on the square in Alta. We want to be your hometown bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. We're set for the final quarter. Bears will have the ball as we start the fourth here, leading by 40, 64-24. Burns with it, gives it off to Savage. Savage off to Skaggs, who goes to the basket, puts it up and draws the foul. We will again have a running clock here throughout the quarter with a 40-point Mammoth Spring lead. At the line, Justin Skaggs. Justin on the night has a couple of points on a couple of free throws. Shot is on the way, and it's good. So he is 3 out of 3 at the free throw line and has 3 points. Justin set now to shoot the second. It's on the way, and it's no good. Justin, 3 out of 4 on the night, has 3 points. Shot in the corner on the way is no good for the Blue Jays. The number 2, I believe, Kanan Miller, and missed that. We've got a timeout taken. Timeout taken by Coach Miller and the Koshkonong Blue Jays. 6:52 left to play. We'll take it with them back here in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. 65-24 your score. The Bears lead it by 41. It will be Koshkonong basketball here out of the timeout. 6:52 left to play in this one. The winner moves on to take on Liberty in the semifinals on Thursday at 8:30. The loser will play here at 8:30 tomorrow evening against I have to look at my brackets. Forgot who they would play. Shot on the way off the backboard, no good. Rebound taken by Justin Skaggs. And the loser of this game will play Calico Rock. High pass is going to go out of bounds right down the hallway there to the coach's office. 6:25 to play. Blue Jays with the basketball. Wilson dribbles the ball up the floor. On the dribble, took it right off his foot. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Justin Skaggs, and I think he got a first down. He was tackled by like 3 blue jerseys. And we'll go to the other end of the floor and shoot free throws as the clock continues to tick away. Justin back to the line where he's 3 out of 4 on the night. All of his points have come at the free throw line tonight. Justin's first free throw is up and it's good. Skaggs with 4 points. Sterner comes back in, coming in for Logan Good. Down to 5:34 to play. Justin at the line. His second free throw is no good. We got a lane violation on number 0 for the Blue Jays, so Justin will shoot again. Skaggs will get another shot at it. As the clock continues to run, we've run about a minute off here on these free throws. Free throw for Justin is on the way, and it's good, so that miss won't count against him. He is 5 out of 6 at the line, has 5 points. Wilson to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Walter Wilson with his first 2 points. Skaggs with the basketball. He'll cross half court on the dribble. Gives it off to Little. His pass inside. Almost stepping on the inside. Good job by Sterner to avoid that in line. He'll fire for 3 now. That's no good. Tinsley with the rebound. He goes back out. Pass or shot up on a reverse layup by Sterner. Sterner's in double figures now with 10. He has 10 of their 28. 39-point lead. Little off to Burns. Burns looking for help. Comes back out to Skaggs. Justin to the basket. Puts it up and draws the foul. Justin Skaggs will go back to the free throw line. With 3:57 left here in this ball game. Skaggs sets for the free throw. Bears come into this tournament as the wait till the shot's over. Skaggs makes the free throw, now 6 out of 7. And start to say, Bears come into this tournament as the 3 seed. Liberty, the 2 seed, they'll face on Thursday. Second shot is good. 7 out of 8 for Justin Skaggs. Wilson has it now. He'll cross half court on the dribble. Down to 3:20 to play. A lot of fans making their way out the door now here, feeling that this one is over. And they're probably right. Sterner to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Sterner with 12 points. He's the leading scorer for the Blue Jays. Quickly back the other way, almost a steal. Picked up by Burns. He'll fire the jumper. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go off the hands of the Blue Jays. It'll belong to Mammoth Sprint. Checking in is number 10. That is C.J. Kilkenny. Back into the ball game. Inbound play here for the Bears. They get it underneath to Dylan Savage, who puts it off the glass for an easy two. Back to a 40-point lead at 70-30. 2:29 to play. Kilkenny from 30 feet. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Lester. Did a good job blocking out the shooter. He hands it to Justin Skaggs, and Justin going to take his time walking the ball up the floor. Bears in no hurry here. Leading big. 41-point lead. 71-30. Savage with it out behind the three-point line. Gives it off to Burns. Burns will put the shot up. One-hander, no good. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Kanan Miller up to Wilson. He's going to pull for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Burns. He hands off to Skaggs. His pass touchdown was intercepted. And the ball's going to go back to the Koshkonong Blue Jays as it went out of bounds off of Mammoth Spring. I think Lance Little got a hand on it. Down to a minute 40 to play. Bears on defense. Blue Jays with the basketball. Kilkenny goes to the basket. Kilkenny puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Dylan Savage. Dylan dribbles out of the lane and now hands it back to Skaggs. Down to a minute 25 to play. This one is just about over, but the Bears take it to the basket. It's blocked. Out to Savage. Savage lost it. Wilson with it. And might have got away with the travel. At this point, the referees will want to go home too. Shot up is no good. Rebound by Burns. Back to Skaggs. Down to Savage. Savage to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Nice play by Dylan Savage. He's got 6. 73-30. 43-point lead. Miller with it. Out to Kilkenny. Kilkenny drives down the lane. Had it slapped away. Puts the shot up. Little scoop shot won't go. And it's probably going to run out the clock here while he's at the free throw lines because there's like 38 seconds left. And he has not even gotten the ball yet. Now he gets it. Sets for the free throw. Kilkenny's first is on the way, and it is good. C.J. Kilkenny with his second point of the ball game. 21 seconds left to play. Second free throw is on the way. No good. Savage with the rebound. Oh, they called the foul. 12 seconds left to play. The clock continues to run. I don't think he's going to make it to the free throw line here before the clock runs out. And they're going to continue to let it run here. I believe Dylan will have to shoot the free throws. They stop it at 0.5. Dylan's first one is good. He's got 7 points. Dylan's second one on the way is also good. 8 points for Savage. 74-31, your final score. Mammoth Spring Bears with a big win here over the Koshkonong Blue Jays. We'll take a break, come back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. Our game just finishing up. The final game of the first round, it was Mammoth Spring with a huge win over Koshkonong, 74-31. Looking at the scoring, the Koshkonong Blue Jays led by Logan Sterner. Sterner finished with 12 points. Caden Burgess had 6 points, all in the first half. Didn't play in the second half. 2 points for C.J. Kilkenny. 2 points for Walter Wilson. 2 points for Monty Goodall. And one for Jaden Roy. Also 3 points for Devin McCall. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led by Alex Merrill. Alex finished with 32 points in the ball game. It was, 12 points for Zach Flynn. 11 points for Cole Young. 7 for Justin Skaggs. 8 for Dylan Savage, and 5 for Clint Lester. Again, Bears took control of this one early. They led it 21-5 at the end of one. Built that lead out to 53-18 at the half. The lead was 64-24 at the end of three quarters, a 40-point lead. And then they cruised to the 74-31 win. Again, the Bears will move on. They'll play the Liberty Eagles on Thursday night at 8:30. Of course, we'll have it here on K-Country 95. And the second round of the tournament will get underway tomorrow.